SBS Radio. Poslušate Slovensko dan na radiju SBS širma Avstralije in po svetu. Naslednji gost je veliko let aktiven v slovenski skupnosti v Geelongu, še posebej v preteklem letu, ko je postal častni konzul Republike Slovenije za Viktorijo in februarja lani se je uradno odprl konzulat v Geelongu. Seveda upravlja pomembno delo v promocijo Slovenije v širši skupnosti v zvezni državi Viktoriji. Dobar dan in ponovno lepo pozdravljeni Eddie Contell. Eddie, welcome again on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio.
Tanja, hvala in dobar dan sem, kaj poslušijo vse Slovence in prijatelje.
It's the first time we've spoken to you this year also. I guess please tell us a bit more about what's been happening in the Slovenian community, I guess in your part of Australia, particularly in Geelong so far.
Tanya, it's been a reasonably active start to the year and even the latter part of last year. Most of the engagement that I tend to have on a weekly and monthly basis with either Slovenians or people that may have issues or business-related matters that they need to talk to someone about in regards to Slovenia is around citizenship. There's many questions that come our way into the office about that, about the process of obtaining Slovenian passports, particularly I find from second and third generation Slovenians. There's also matters that relate to deceased estates and just recently what has been coming our way is a lot of questions around sort of voting in the Slovenian election. And a lot of that is done in conjunction with the Slovenian Embassy, which is always an excellent support. We've also had a consular hour, which we call them, where we have a representative, in this case Andrej Kral, who has recently, in fact in February, came down from the Slovenian Embassy in Canberra to meet with people face-to-face to assist them with all of those matters that I just raised, particularly passports and citizenship. And that's something that we're trying to do on a more regular basis. It really depends on demand. But as we get more and more inquiries, we tend to get a list together and when there's a sufficient amount of people to meet with, we then try and organise this consular hour. We also had the privilege of the newly appointed ambassador for the Republic of Slovenia, Mr. Yuri Risiel, who visited Victoria in December. He was here with his family for several days. And the purpose of the visit was one to try to meet and engage with the community, albeit briefly, but just at least to introduce himself. And also to engage with various businesses that may have sort of links to Slovenia or potential business opportunities in that regard. I, along with the ambassador, went to visit a number of businesses, one of them being Elsko. The managing director there, Kurt Kravjanica, is a Slovenian, has been now the managing director here in country for, I think, close to 4 to 5 years and is heading up that business nationally here in Australia, but also selling Slovenian white goods through that business. And then the ambassador met with local Slovenian community groups and people in queue. He attended the church service, which was organised by Papa Cyril, and then followed by a beautiful Slovenian lunch there, and then a meeting with a number of Slovenian leaders there in queue, just to get to know the community a little better and just try and understand some of the opportunities and challenges in the area. So that's sort of been the last several months, I guess.
I guess while we're talking about the kinds of questions from the listeners or from, you know, that from the people in the community that you do get, I recently had a question from a long-time listener regarding translation of documents, for instance, from English to Slovenian for some passport information. And who can provide these services was the question that they posed to me in New South Wales and who they can contact. I presume there's a similar sort of question that you probably get posed as well in Victoria in terms of who can provide these types of services.
That's right, Tanya, that's correct. That happens quite often. And so what we do in those cases is if it's something simple and not of a particular legal nature, We certainly try and provide a bit of direction and explanation as to what the document is asking or referring to. If it's of a legal nature, we tend to provide contacts for translators that are well-versed and qualified in that area, so that then people can establish whether they need to then go and get their own legal advice. But we always try to help with facilitating at least an idea of what the document might be about, and then some contacts that they might be able to use to help translate those documents or pieces of information.
So they can obviously contact you, obviously, to get that information if they need someone that can maybe translate something from English to Slovenian for, let's say, you know, a marriage certificate or birth certificate for a passport. You can obviously provide who would be qualified to be able to, let's say, translate it and notarise it.
That's right. That's right. And also the Slovenian embassy, I found, you know, in the 12 months that I've now been in this position, are really excellent in their guidance and assistance. Obviously, they all speak both English perfectly and Slovenian, and so they're really helpful in regards to that, because particularly when it comes to citizenship and passports, really in the first instance, it's the embassy that you tend to engage with. So yes, absolutely, people can contact me at any time through email, phone, and I'd be more than happy to help.
Also, given that you said that people can contact you, from your experience, I guess, in the last 12 months, given you're based in Geelong, have you had a lot of people coming to see you in Geelong, or have you been organising, I guess, to then come across to, say, Melbourne, some, you know, to Kew or somewhere there, to be able to then, I guess, converse with people and understand their issues?
No, I've had very little visits to Geelong. I tend to try and meet with people where it's most convenient for them. The fact that I work in Melbourne probably helps. A lot of the calls tend to come from that metro area, or people that at least will find themselves there at some stage. Equally, as you are aware, Tanya, a lot these days can be done over the phone and email, and generally it's people just asking for a bit of guidance and a bit of information to allow them to take those next steps. So there hasn't been a lot of need for people to actually come and sit with me and visit in the office. There's certainly times where I need to, or the embassy asks me to verify signatures and identification, and in those cases, yeah, sure, there needs to be a face-to-face, but I've tended to be able to do that where it's most convenient for the person or the applicant.
And what's, I guess, the best phone number, let's say, to contact you on, so listeners can potentially write it down and then be able to, if they need to contact you, then they can call you?
Sure. So the phone number is 0455 532 006, and equally, if they care to contact me via email, the email is slovenian.consulate.vic@gmail.com. If they Google the Slovenian Consulate for the Republic of Slovenia in Victoria, they'll also be directed to a website where my details will be found.
How else possibly have you been promoting Slovenia, I guess, within the wider Australian community, within Geelong or Victoria as a whole?
Through various means. I'd always like to be doing more, of course. I've been engaging with a lot of the different multicultural groups in and around Geelong and Melbourne, and promoting what I do and what we do in Slovenia. Most recently, we had the World Prayer Day, and in fact this year supporting Slovenia, interestingly enough. And so through that we were able to provide information and paraphernalia about Slovenia to various organisations throughout Victoria. Also organised the Slovenian Association here in Geelong to present to a church organisation here in Geelong, just on what it's like in Slovenia and the cultures and the heritage associated with that. And I must thank Carlo Boll and Julia Boll and the Geelong Slovenia community for supporting that, because they attended the church, they did a presentation, they were dressed up in their Narodna Nosha, and really did a great job representing Slovenia in that way. An interesting initiative that we've been working on and is now starting to gather a little bit of momentum, made a connection with a international cycling team, which is called Ljubljana Gusto Santik. And this international cycling team is a Slovenian cycling team, cycling internationally. But it also has two Australian cyclists cycling for it, a fellow by the name of Timothy Guy and Ben Hill. The cycling director is a gentleman by the name of Tomas Poljanic. So what we've been doing is trying to market the relationship between Australia and Slovenia through this cycling team. And we've already been able to gather some local sponsorship for the cycling team through various business organisations here within Australia. So that's a nice little connection, and we had a couple of the Slovenian cyclists down here in Geelong at one of the large cycling events just recently. Only preliminary, but we have had some discussions with the Slovenian Australian Academic Association. So we're just at the moment starting some conversations on, you know, what could we do to collaborate further in that education side of things to promote initiatives, Slovenians and Australians. More to be done, but certainly that's some of the areas that we've been working on.
That sounds like there's a lot of great initiatives being discussed, particularly this one on cycling, a hot topic when people like Primož Roglič, of course, come in the international news, let's say, in the Slovenian cyclist who
That's
won
right.
a race just last week. Eddie, thank you for joining us on SBS today and to talk about, of course, the important work that you do at the consulate there for the Slovenian community and promoting Slovenia in the wider Australian community as well, predominantly, of course, in Melbourne and Geelong. Hvala za današnji pogovor in želimo vam veliko uspeha z nadaljnjim delom.
Hvala lepa. Sem.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.